Hi everybody, welcome to this episode of Enlightenment Today. I'm Jason. In this episode, I'm going to speak frankly about what overpopulation is doing to the world and why our conscious choice to refrain from having children might be the most noble act of our time. The reason I wanted to address such a contentious topic is because recently we broke the record for Earth Overshoot Day. The new record stands at August 1 for 2018, and it's not a record we should be proud of. For those unfamiliar with Earth Overshoot Day, it's the day when humanity's resource consumption for the year exceeds Earth's capacity to regenerate those resources for that year. If we view this from an economic perspective, Earth Overshoot Day is the day we enter ecological deficit spending. This is obviously not a good situation to be in. And we've actually been consistently using more than the Earth can produce since 1970. And it's only getting worse as we break our own record year after year. You have to stop and wonder where we are headed. How long before the Earth says no to our greed? How long before we actually have a real dire resource problem? But the amazing thing is, people, they just don't seem to care. People are so stressed and fooled by the religion of the economy that they could care less about real concerns. We become willing servants for the economy, which fuels consumerism and our consumerist habits that appease our insatiable greed. The advertising industry lets the world down in this regard as they promote consumerism, making people succumb to their unnecessary desires. To end this worship of the economy and consumerism takes a great deal of introspection to blunt our desires. You watching this right now can choose to look within yourself, but it's highly unlikely that the masses will lose their insatiable greed for more shit they don't need. This leaves us with one option if we are serious about the future of humanity. And we all know what it is, but it's the elephant in the room no one wants to mention. The elephant is we have to stop procreating. If you're a responsible adult, then surely this rings true on some level. If people aren't going to stop their thirst for material objects, then not having children is the only responsible choice. Actually, ending our consumerist habits and choosing to not have children or having only one or two is ideal for the longevity of the human race. In theory, no one should exceed two children when we do the math. A standard couple should not procreate beyond two people. If we start to have more than two babies, then it is hard to argue that we are not part of the problem. Actually, one or none is a lot better if we are serious about humanity's future. Personally, my parents had four children, but I must all let you know that I was sort of a mistake or a surprise, depending on how you look at it. I'm the youngest in my family, and 13 years separates my sister and I. She is the oldest. And many of you watching probably came from families with three, four, five, six, or even more. My mother was part of a staggering 13 children, which is just ridiculous when you think about it. If we really care about the future, then this madness needs to stop. We can't just pack our bags and move to another planet. The beautiful Earth is all we have, so it's time for us to grow up. We need the main procreating nations to lead by example. This means China, India, America, Indonesia, Brazil, Pakistan, Nigeria, Bangladesh, Russia, and Japan need to all get their act together and stop overpopulating the world. These 10 nations have exploded in population in the last 100 years. In nations such as these 10 and many others, they all suffer from an urge to multiply the nation's population, which is supposed to make a nation more powerful. This is known as demographic swamping. And it is such a primitive urge that worked in ancient times when stable societies wanted to spread their cultural influence over others. But now this sort of attitude is coming back to bite us in the ass. Essentially, demographic swamping is blatant evidence of an inherent fear dormant within those societies and people. People feel comfortable making their own army of people rather than standing individually on their own two feet. People love to grow their little family army to join the greater nation army. Everybody feels comfortable under this shaky roof. Demographic swamping from society down to family highlights that majority of people feel separate from the world, So they try to create a world according to their own beliefs and values as a result. It's no coincidence that feeling separate from the world actually destroys the planet. Our foolish idea that we are not part of nature as nature is ridiculous. You are nature. There is no debating this fact. To counter such foolish ideas, we have to be content with having no children or only two max. This is a recognition that you are part of something much greater than your family. And this actually is far more important than your family. This realization can only be known through deep inner work and transformation. Personally, my wife and I realize that we are part of something much greater than our small lives. So we want to be responsible. This is why we have opted to have no children. I mean, never say never, but it's highly unlikely. We always get asked by friends and family about when we are having kids. They all seem confused when we explain that we're not interested in having children. Our attitude is also enhanced from over a decade of spiritual training and study. This sort of training and study allows you to feel an overwhelming sense of unity with all life, which is actually the point of most Eastern spiritual traditions. It also actually diminishes the urge to procreate that a lot of people feel biologically. And for my wife and I, we've dedicated our life to the path of liberation expounded by the great sages of the East. And so our life is usually consumed with study and practice. We love this journey we are living together, and we are content with just each other's company. So our unconventional life is not settled for children, nor is there room for children, and that's fine. What years of inner work has revealed for us is that family is not everything. This revelation is the same for anyone who has turned their attention inside themselves for years. Those larger populated nations especially promote this idea that family is everything. This is our fear of separation kicking in, where we feel as though we are not part of the world. This is an illusion. Family is not everything. Everything is everything. Your family is not truly your immediate family. Your family is actually the world, but you've forgotten this fact. Some reasons we think in this way come from a tendency towards exclusiveness promoted in the world. The Western model of life, born from individualism, is focused on exclusivity. The Western brain's cognitive evolution was geared towards individualism, and so separation and exclusivity are its character traits. What we can learn from the great Eastern traditions, on the other hand, is that their evolution was much more connected to the earth and the greater community from environmental circumstances that were geared towards group labor. So their view was more holistic, and cognitively speaking, this sense of holism is the natural foundation of our brain in the hot cognition. This is why a lot of people these days gravitate towards Eastern philosophies and practices such as meditation, because they cleanse your perception of separation so that you can experience a unity state of consciousness. What deep inner work evokes is an inclusive perception of the world. Your illusion of an exclusive world begins to lose grip in your mind, and you begin to see the world in its true unified state. Society trains your perception into exclusivity because this is the heart of what keeps the economy, conflict, and competition ticking. But real spiritual training, on the other hand, peels this illusion away, grounding you in the inclusive nature of the world. If you sincerely understand that everything is everything, then you will begin to feel the intrinsic, inclusive nature of the world. So if you do the deep spiritual work, then you'll also begin to feel a real sense of unity in your heart and mind. If more people begin to feel a sense of unity, then we'll understand that we are the earth, and so to neglect it is insane. And even though people feel this idea of family is everything is noble, this separate view of the world is what is subtly harming the world. People who see life from this perspective will do anything for their family, even evil acts that are completely uncharacteristic, such as killing. People with this perspective have their family's interests at heart over everything else. This is an illusion, and this type of attitude is killing the world. This is why when I hear people say, family is everything, I actually hear a mantra of fear. This doesn't mean I don't celebrate people having children and building a family. Of course I do. I celebrate when my friends and family bring another soul back into the world. But the difference is that I never lose sight of the big picture, and we all need to do the real inner work to keep the big picture first and foremost, and then the small picture of our lives can flourish. When we embark on this journey of self-exploration, then we will realize that the earth can be more than what it is, allowing us to do the same. But we have to reconsider whether having children and building a family is in the best interest of the earth. Is succumbing to our biological urge to procreate necessary to bend to, or is it currently a selfish decision? The earth will continue to give us life if our greed doesn't consume us. We can't selfishly create our own world according to our own beliefs and values at the expense of everything else. If we develop an inclusive view of life, then building a family won't be everything, because we'll understand that everything is everything. We'll finally realize that humanity is our family, and we'll also feel deeply in our hearts that we are part of something much greater than ourselves, which is this beautiful blue and green planet we call home. So it's up to you to stop having babies and save the world.